Hey, Amy.
Hey, Trace.
Today what we're going to be talking about on Brain Junk is birthday traditions.
Happy birthday!
Do you want to know about birthdays?
I absolutely do.
Okay, well, because, I mean, who doesn't love birthdays? There's cake, there's
yes.
presents, there's love, there's being sung a stupid song that embarrasses you. We're going to start out going way back. I want to tell you about the earliest birthday invitation that we found.
Okay.
It was dug up in Northern Britain, and it was written in 100 CE, 1,918 years ago,
mm-hmm.
by a lovely lady named Claudia Severa, and she was inviting her good friend Sulpicia Lipidna to her birthday party on my birthday, actually, September 11th.
Excellent.
Right?
That's the first birthday invitation, first recorded on your birthday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband told me that that wasn't actually probably still the same date.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know, right?
Birthdays often have a little disappointment, though, so it's your party. You can cry if you want to.
I can mm-hmm. cry if I want to. This is Brain Junk. I am Trace Kerr.
I'm Amy Barton.
And we are going to be talking about everything you ever wanted to know about birthdays. We're going around the world, and the first place we're going to skip over to is China. So it's a giant okay. country with many traditions. The celebrations are reserved for a baby's first birthday and the elderly. That's it.
No
Besides
middle ground?
That, there's not, it's not really, yeah, no. So
wow.
on the day you're born in China, you're considered 1 year old.
Huh.
So here in the United States, where we are right now, when you're born, the baby is like zero, and you're going from zero all the way up to that first birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So on our, what we would call first birthday, or in China, which is your first birthday, but you are turning two.
Wow.
Yes. So it gets kind of confusing. So someone in China can tell you, I'm 30. Oh, actually, they wouldn't, because 30 is very unlucky. They would tell you, I'm 29.
Mm-hmm.
We would consider them to be 28.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about that. It's like the second floor in Britain is actually the third floor. It fits in that same place in my brain.
Hmm.
It's a little uncomfortable. Is there cake at Chinese parties? Tell me
no,
more.
No, there is no cake. Well, now that Western culture is becoming more globalized, there is some cake. What you would traditionally have is a bowl of longevity noodle, because you're going to get one noodle that is super, super, super long, and it's all filling up your entire bowl. And then your goal is to slurp as much of that noodle into your mouth as you possibly can, because the more noodle you get in there, the longer you're going to live, unless you choke on the noodle and then the birthday mm-hmm. is over and nobody's having any fun.
I'm wondering, these are probably not something you buy at the store. It's probably a homemade noodle, and it's a super bummer for you if your mom is not the best noodle maker and that thing is fat and you're like, I'm really trying. I'm going to live to 17, everybody.
Well, what was funny is when I was looking at recipes for people making longevity noodles or mm-hmm. going to restaurants and then preparing this sort of your birthday dish, there was a lot of bold print cap letters, be very careful about how you cook it because it breaks easy. It's a giant noodle.
Oh boy.
And so
True.
That's also bad mojo. You don't want to be breaking somebody's birthday noodle
mm-hmm.
when you're cooking it.
I don't think I'd want a slightly al dente birthday noodle
yeah,
either
no,
though.
No like... crunchy because you got to slurp. You got to slurp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So no cake there. It's kind of sad. Unless, you know, unless you
noodles.
Dig noodles. See, mm-hmm. and I dig noodles too, so that's okay. But if you like cake,
mm-hmm.
we're going to jump over to Denmark.
I love cake. And okay. the Europeans, they tend to be wonderful with their baked goods.
Well, in Denmark, they have a birthday cake. They call it the Kagemand. It's spelled K-A-G-E-M-A-N-D. I was looking at it going, Kagemand. And
mm-hmm.
then I had to go listen and realized watching YouTube that I was completely wrong. So as close as I'm going to get is Kagemand. This cake looks like a gingerbread man. It's a yeasted cake. It's more like a bread almost. And
okay.
it's a gingerbread man, maybe 12 inches or more tall.
It's a big cake.
Yep. It's decorated with chocolate and marzipan and Danish flags, which are red and white crosses. They put Danish flags in everything.
Little paper ones?
Yeah, little
or...
paper ones.
Okay.
Sometimes there's candles. They sing a song. But the thing that just fills my heart with joy about the Kagemand is that after you've sung the song and the candles are blown out, the birthday child is given a really large knife. And they hold the knife to the Kagemand's neck. And as everyone else screams, they chop off his head. And then the birthday kid eats the head of his birthday cake, or the girl, she might be eating the head of her birthday cake, and then the rest of the guests get to eat parts of the body.
Wow.
And I love this on so many levels.
Yes.
But what I really wanted to know, and this is something where if those of you out there are from Denmark or are familiar with this.
Can we please come to your birthday?
Well, yeah, that one too. I want to come to the birthday. But I could not find anywhere the origin of this particular tradition.
I don't know why.
To believe deep in my soul that it's some sort of Viking. And yes. Since these are my people, this is the part of the world I come from, that this is some... you know, sacrificial, pagan-y sort of head chopping of the cake thing, sacrificing the old you and then start the year with a new you.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know what the origin is, but I got to tell you, I don't even like marzipan and I don't like licorice, but I think my birthday, even though they don't make these for adults, no, this year it's going to happen.
I think they could get a little too real with adults. You got the knife over the cakes. Neck, you're looking at your least favored family member. I think maybe it could make a family event a little more tense. I'm also imagining 5-year-old Will, my son, with a knife large enough to sever the head of a 12-inch gingerbread or a bread man. I don't feel easy about giving my 5-year-old a knife large enough to sever
the head. It does seem dangerous on many levels, right?
It's an excellent adventure every year.
Yep. Then you were telling me something about what happens in Germany when you turn 30.
I do enjoy the German custom. If you are a 30-year-old man in Germany, you maybe still get cake. I'm not sure. I didn't dig too deep. But if you are turned 30 and you are not married in Germany, you get to go sweep the steps of the local church or town hall. So you are publicly saying, I'm a single fella. And it seems like it's maybe equal parts of, hey, ladies, my son, come and see him. He's sweeping. He can do that. Did you notice he does housework? And sort of this is the sad shame of reaching 30. And the only way that he can stop sweeping is for a lady to come kiss him. So you're stuck sweeping and sweeping until some lady has mercy on you. So we're like, what if it's a Sunday and everybody's out of town or something? You're sweeping all day. I don't know how strictly they adhere to this, but it makes me happy.
That would
idea
be mortifying. Wouldn't it be mortifying? You're up there.
I think I'd bring a lawn chair.
And like, you know, you've got your lawn chair and you're like, hey, how's it going there, Fritz?
Sweep it, Fritz.
Yeah. No girl yet, huh? Wow. I feel like we've been here for a while, you loser. Oh, that's not nice.
Poor German fellows, when they turn 30, stuck there on the town hall or the church porch, sweeping and sweeping.
Man. So now, where else? We've traveled to China. We've been to Denmark. We've been to Germany.
The Swiss and the Danish have some very similar traditions in the, it's slightly horrifying department. The Swiss, if you are the birthday child, they have a clown, an evil clown, come to the child's party. And the clown not only looks terrifying, they follow and harass the child throughout the party. And it culminates in a pie in the child's face. Happy birthday! Switzerland, I think that I'd be like, no, it's cool. We can do birthday at home. We don't need a friend party this year. It's fine. Do you think that there's a lot of therapists born of Switzerland? Because they are creating a ripe ground of
we need to
need
find
there.
Out. Mm-hmm. We also need to post some pictures of what this clown looks like.
I was imagining Pennywise.
And that's what I have in my head too. And
but people are creative.
Yeah. And what if you're actually terrified of clowns? And then
if you weren't,
you're forced
you are
to birthday
now.
Clown.
Yeah. Or you're nominated to be the clown that year. That would be... Can you imagine the adult? There's always a weird uncle that wants to do that job.
To be the clown.
Like, that has just slightly wonky boundaries that he's willing to scare small children every year.
I don't want
to
see the creepy clown.
Yeah. One of my other favorite traditions from around the world is in India, when the child hits its first birthday, they shave the child's head. And not only do they shave this child's head, the baby is held over a special fire. So I want you to imagine a 1-year-old child, probably almost walking or walking now, very squirmy. You're going to shave its head and you're going to do it over a fire.
And is that so the hair is burnt up so that it's...
Symbolic cleansing of evil. Wow. So those evil 1-year-olds and a renewal of the soul. I do like that renewal of the soul piece. And if they survive being held over a fire and being shorn... I think that's some brave parenting right there. Okay. Do you want to hold or shave?
You talked about when in Germany a young man turns 30 and mm-hmm. he's not married and he's on the porch steps. Well, we're going to go back to Denmark because I got to tell you, I think I need to move there. If you turn 25 mm-hmm. in Denmark and you're not married, if you are a guy or a gal, people will drag you outside, sometimes tie you to a chair. I saw a photo of a man tied to a lamppost and then they throw cinnamon at you.
Oh, boy.
A lot of cinnamon. In fact, this one guy in his blog was talking about how he was supposed to be going to someone's birthday and he was new to the country and he didn't know about the traditions and he couldn't figure out why it smelled like a bakery had exploded. And he came around the corner and here's this poor fellow in a lawn chair, completely orange. We'll have links to that on brainjunkpodcast.com because, oh my gosh, you've got to see these pictures. And if you reach 30...
Do you get to wear your clothes? I'm just imagining Americans are horrible. Yeah, no, they're not naked.
Oh my God, would that be just...
Yeah.
There's layers there. No, they're in their clothes. Okay.
That's good. That's a mercy.
So when you turn 30, if you're still not married...
And if you survive the aspiration pneumonia you got from the cinnamon. From the cinnamon,
I know, and the eye burning.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, 30.
If your friends are nice... They will douse you with water before they throw black pepper at you.
Oh boy.
If your friends are not nice, they're going to egg you and then throw black pepper at you.
Oh my goodness.
There is some thought that this whole thing came down from the idea that a spice merchant is so busy that they don't have time to stop and get married. I don't know if that's actually true, but yeah.
So if you survive the cinnamon and you still manage to be imprudent enough not to find... that one special person that you want to spend the rest of your life with. Boy, that's some pressure too. You're leading up to 30 and you're starting to panic. Like, maybe I will go to like Megaloof, that island where the British always go for their vacations and get really drunk and not get peppered, get a bad tattoo and dodge it. Can you dodge it? Do they wait for you?
No, I think it's coming for you.
Yeah. So if you skip your birthday, they're waiting at the airport.
Yes, they are. Do you have any other interesting birthday travels or have we?
I do. Oh, yes. In Hungary, they do ear pulling on the birthday. So on your birthday, that celebration of approaching age is they pull on your ear. They just pull your earlobes and it's the number of years. So if I'm 41, they're going to be pulling my earlobes 41 times. I don't know if they do this to adults. Let's hope not. In Hungary, the birthday isn't really the big to-do. It is a family celebration, but it's small. It's like your immediate family. Maybe grandma comes. The real big celebration in Hungary is name day. In Hungary, there are a certain number of names. There's about 1,000 names for both male and female, historically. And you are named one of those names. And then there's a calendar. And so Anna is on July 1st. And so your big name day celebration is on that day. And so that's when you celebrate with your classmates. That's when you get to bring cupcakes. And it's the bigger thing. So you don't have to ever remember when anybody's birthday is because you don't care. You just know that the name day, today on the calendar is Steve. We're going to go bring Steve cake at work. Excellent. Ah. So I kind of enjoy that tradition.
Well, and it really creates a group community feel. You know, in China, they do kind of the same thing where your birthday day, it's not such a big deal, but the year that is your the year you were born is your particular zodiac animal. For example, I was born in 1973, so my animal is the ox. So during the ox year, that's when you would celebrate your birthday, the Chinese Lunar New Year, and it's an ox year. That's, everybody who's an ox, that's when we party.
Nice.
And so it's a group thing, you know? So whatever year you're born, that's your party time.
That's
it's not
excellent.
All about me. Mm-hmm. It's all of us ox people sitting around eating cake really slowly.
Yeah, I'm in the year of the dragon.
Ooh.
So that's fun. I don't know what it does for me, but it sounds neat.
Dragons
so,
are good. Dragons, yeah, dragons. You're a power animal.
That's me. Yes. Folks, right now I'm wearing an Eastern Washington University shirt that harkens back to the year 1998, and it looks like it. I am setting the world on fire. We put a lot of fun stuff on the brainjunkpodcast.com website, including some links to the Hungarian birthday song, the Danish birthday song. You can go see the sad cinnamon guy. Please come visit us at brainjunkpodcast.com and find all of our other wonderful podcasts wherever you find your podcasts. I find them on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Find us on Instagram. I definitely post pictures there.
And on Twitter, talk about fun facts.
Very short fun facts.
We will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you, you will not be bored.